This week, our kind sponsor is RNAReset.com. It's our kind sponsor this hour's Fireside Chat. And we'd like to introduce now, without further ado, our grand, illustrious leader, the one that knows all that we can know and helps us through the magnesium superhighway that is the days of our lives. What? Keep them flaws down just for a minute. Don't round it out. Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hey, Ion.
So I want to thank you so much for joining us today on this week's special edition of the Fireside Chat with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Things are shifting and changing, and we have a specific way we like to address little men, which is not very pleasurable to little men. So we would like to know if you have some other words that we could maybe soften our position, because ours is pretty clear, but if we could soften our position a little bit so that the little ones might actually even have a chance.
This past week or so, I've been getting a lot of reports from people on how they are transitioning possibly from little man status to big man status and getting healthy and feeling good physically and feeling good about themselves. So I just think that what I do is see people in their perfection, and it's the completement products that have finally allowed me to have something that I can just tell people to take that actually helps them make the transformation into a healthier self. I have people who've been sick for decades who will take all the completement formulas, because a lot of people used to ask me, well, what one will I take? And now I'm just saying, take them all. We have Ryan, the magnesium whisperer. He finds people with real bad health problems. He's been focusing on migraines. And he just gives them these people in the middle of a migraine a dose of Remag, and their pain goes away within 10 minutes. So then they get on the website and start buying up the Remag. Ryan says he's just going to buy a case of it and keep it around and just give it out to people. So
it addresses the anxiety that makes people kind of think they still have a migraine. Like, it may just make it go away, and the slower kind of pulsing, fading release of tension in the 10 minutes, is it working on your anxieties?
Well, it would be working on everything. It would be relaxing muscles, clearing the blood circulation, calming down their adrenal glands, working on the pain and inflammation. So think about REMAG is it works on every level. The people who are taking the product feel better, and the people who are recommending the products, they feel like Mother Teresa all of a sudden, because they've been struggling through their life with their health problems, and all of a sudden they're the expert in health, and they can just say, oh, take this, it'll make you feel better, and they'll be right. So there's all these levels of how people are taking their power and being powerful, and it's as a result of the completement formulas. So whatever your question was, that's my answer.
I like that answer. Now, let's go on a little further. Let's go a little deeper. Magnesium affects the body at a cellular level in a specific type, specific way. Magnesium, the element in the body, affects the body at a cellular level in a specific way. Please tell us some of the ways that magnesium itself affects the body first.
Because it's active in 700 to 800 different enzyme systems, it really does a whole heck of a lot. I don't think they've studied all the ways that it is working.
Okay. You have studied them, so let's talk about the lipids, the way that magnesium affects the lipids. And you have. That's why you're the magnesium queen.
What's interesting about the lipids is that they are part of the membrane structure of all cells, and there's been a lot of talk about how vitamins and minerals, oh, they don't get into the cells that readily because some of them aren't fat soluble to get through that fat membrane. But what's unique about REMAG is it's at such a small picometer size that it just fits right into the cell mineral ion channels. It just sneaks right into the cell. So it sort of traverses the fatty membrane, doesn't really pay much attention to it. Now, otherwise, there's references to magnesium helping the metabolism of lipids, and I would not be surprised about that because it does so much. But if you have more information, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, a lipid is a chemically defined as a substance that is insoluble in water and soluble in alcohol, ester, or chloroform. So if water is the issue and water is changing, that word lipid now takes on a whole nother meaning. Your magnesium affects what you call fat, but it's really not. You can also call triglycerides or cholesterol as a lipid, but that's a whole conversation, you see. So what we're working with here is that as water changes, the lipids become the driver. So magnesium is key. So we were asking the specific interaction between lipids and magnesium, and you said it's at the cell. Each cell, does it actually absorb the cells? Does it absorb the magnesium? Describe the function of magnesium at the cellular level, please.
Because the REMAG is picometer size, it doesn't even have to go through any process across the cell membrane. It doesn't have to do anything but just present itself to the cell, and it runs through the cell mineral ion channels because they're the same size. Bigger size minerals will not be allowed in. They would have to go through what's called an active transport system to allow them to cross the fatty membrane. You know, we're talking about REMAG as opposed to other magnesiums, and, you know, I know we mostly want to talk about REMAG because it is the future of medicine, the future of magnesium. I don't know how much it's going to change or be affected with the changes in the water, because it's just getting into the cells fine, thank you very much. It's probably actually helping the shift and change in the environment that we're experiencing.
That's right. And so basically everybody screams about the cholesterol and triglycerides. What's ended up happening that those are going to become, if they were actually created, it would just be actual food. You literally will consume them. That's what you're supposed to do with them now. But when you have a body that's without magnesium and come back, you're saying completeness. And we're going to get to that. But right now we're really focusing on the magnesium side, because that's the first place that your body accepts its ascension. Magnesium is the first level that your body accepts that it can feel good again. Magnesium is the first place where your body does not want to go vomit or rich. There is no such thing as an allergy to the element magnesium.
No. And let me just say that what we do know about cholesterol and magnesium is that magnesium is required for the specific enzyme that metabolizes cholesterol and keeps it balanced in the body. If you have too much cholesterol, then magnesium will help that enzyme cut down the production of cholesterol. If you have too little, magnesium will help you make some cholesterol. So it is called the natural statin drug. I had someone email me the other day and say, oh, well, if magnesium is a natural statin, then it must have side effects. So everybody is so used to drugs and having side effects, that just because they hear me say that analogy, they assume, oh, magnesium must be a drug. But all the vitamins and minerals in the body, they do the things naturally that then medicine and the pharmaceutical companies create drugs to do. And the drugs do it by blocking and suppressing and killing cells or killing certain functions. Whereas all these things, the body, and especially an ascended body, is going to be doing naturally, but it does still seem to need the building blocks until you're God and you can just, I guess, pull your magnesium out of the thin air, then in this transformation time, the completement formulas are what will support you.
Lipids are fatty acids, they're neutral acids. Tell us about the waxes in the body.
I think women used to wax their legs a lot. I don't know much more than that.
Yeah, we went in one time, we was going to get us up, that went in, it's poking fun at JW, and they wanted him to get a Brazilian. And he didn't know what a Brazilian was. This is where you're going to do your genitalia waxing. And so he found out, asking a little bit more questions, to figure out exactly what was entailed with a Brazilian. And he went on a little further and played it just about as far as he could. And he decided that, no, he couldn't stand a Brazilian, but he most certainly would elect a Fu Manchu.
Waxing and waning,
yes. Okay. Waxes in the body. Like,
well, I don't know them as waxes. I know they're plant waxes, you know.
What about oxytocin?
The glycolipids.
Animal waxes, I'm looking up. There's beeswax, for example. So you're saying waxes in the body are...
They're lipids.
Well, it's just a new definition for them, then. It's,
okay, good, 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 good. These new definitions become key because it's how the body works. You're finding out things about your body, and that's why you're on the leading edge, way ahead of the average bear, because you're not afraid to go out and ask the tough questions and go for the big stuff.
Yeah, they're talking about waxes and fatty alcohols, and you were mentioning that fats dissolve in alcohol, so we get that little bit of information there.
There's a magic shift that's occurring. So we're preparing the conversation for the little men. See, because we already said, fuck them all. They're going to die anyway. Don't waste your time on them. Move on quickly. And you go, now, Ion, that's not what I'm about. I'm here to help folks because I want them to feel better. If they're going to ascend, ascend, and everything is great. If they're not going to ascend, I want to help them as easy as I can. Enjoy the few days that they have left. Oh, wait, you might have paraphrased that just a little bit. The point is, if you're making it better for them, then they can have a choice. And once their body starts working the way it's supposed to work, then they can come back around full circle and go, wait a second, I'd really prefer to ascend. And once they choose that, then we're having a way different conversation. Now, having said all that, we've established our bias. Now, including yours, the magnesium is key, is the beginning place. After magnesium, you've had the question, if I could only take one thing, what would it be? Well, if you're asking us, you didn't. But if you were asking us, we'd say, well, of course, with us, it's RNA, but my stats start with magnesium, the beginning point. Now, Dr. Dean, if you can only have one thing and I've only got magnesium, what's the next thing I would want to add? Do you have a suggestion?
Epsom salt.
Well, no, we're talking about the four completement formulas. I kind of sneak up on RNA drops and I get people on Remag and then Relight. And then I'll say, oh, you're feeling so good, but now you might want some perfect cells working for you that you know you have the energy to put up with a bit of detox or whatever by creating new cells and watching them die. Yes. So then I get into RNA drops and Reline. Bob, he just hit them over the head with RNA drops.
Well, us too. But you're helping a little man, so we want to hear your position. Now, we'll take a few questions from our listeners, because they may have insightful questions that apply.
Once the magnesium travels through the ionic channels and it's inside the cell, what does the magnesium do?
It starts working on different biological enzyme systems, like it'll jump right into mitochondria and start working on the citric acid cycle. It's also called the Krebs cycle. Of the 10 different chemical reactions that go in a circular fashion, one to the next, of those 10 reactions, 7 require magnesium. So it's hugely involved
okay.
in that.
You talk about the enzymes a lot. So specifically, what is the process that's going on between magnesium and an enzyme and magnesium and these other factors you just talked? Exactly what is magnesium, what is it doing? Is it
right.
bonding with things? Is it breaking things down? What's it doing?
If you wiki citric acid cycle, what you get is a real neat diagram of all the different chemical products or substances. Substances, they call them substrates. And you'll get a alpha-ketoglutarate that then requires a chemical interaction to go to succinyl-CoA. And then that will go to succinate, and that will go to fumarate. Each time one substrate goes to the next substrate, then it requires some cofactor as a vitamin or a mineral in order to proceed to the next substrate.
It sounds like the body has specific processes that it wants to do, and these processes are chemical processes, but those chemical processes do not happen without the interaction of the magnesium. And once the magnesium is introduced, then those chemical reactions can take place, and then the body starts performing the way it should. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Nothing can happen without a chemical interaction. The chemical interaction from one substrate to the next always requires a vitamin or a mineral. That's what I learned in medical school. I'd already been interested in nutrients and health, and there it was in our biochemistry lectures where the zinc and magnesium, the B vitamins, vitamin C, all these cofactors were absolutely required, and yet clinically, we were never told, oh, yeah, when someone doesn't have enough energy, that's because of the Krebs cycle. You need magnesium in 7 out of the 10 steps. So that's the most likely reason why people don't have energy. So let's give them some magnesium. No, instead they say, oh, this person is apathetic. They're not sleeping good. We'll give them a sleeping pill. They're probably depressed. We'll give them an antidepressant. So they ignore the whole issue. So nobody has a clue about what's really going on in the body.
Like oxidative phosphorylation?
Even so, even oxidative phosphorylation. And so when I say 700, 800 enzyme systems are required, just about everything that happens in the body requires magnesium in order to make it happen.
Is there any limit to glycosis?
Is there any limit to glycosis?
Yes. Can you get too much magnesium?
What's amazing about magnesium is that if you get, quote-unquote, too much, you just get the laxative effect. You get diarrhea, and it flushes it out. Usually people are getting the laxative effect when they take too much at once. Even REMAG, if you take 4 teaspoons and down it all at once, you'll kind of overload your cells, and some of it can go out in the intestines.
It'll make you pee like a racehorse.
Even so, yeah, when you take more minerals, you need more water, that's for sure.
What chapter verses in the Bible talk about the magnesium processes that Carol is saying going on in the cell?
Ezekiel 12:24.
Ion, Brian just mentioned this glycolysis cycle. So you get glucose, you have magnesium that is required in there to change it to glucose-6-phosphate, and then you go to fructose-6-phosphate. But to go from fructose-6-phosphate to fructose-1,6-biphosphate, you need magnesium again. And you need it again where you're going from fructose-1,6-biphosphate to glyceraldehyde-3-phosphate. So it goes on and on and on. It's fascinating. It's just incredible how the body has figured all this out and how in medicine we just all of a sudden decide, who cares about all that? We'll just
That's
give a drug.
That's the key. That's the key right there. The medicine is causing what, like the calcium deposit thing, and then the REMAG goes in and it literally melts that. It like my scar tissue things, and then also deposits in like lymph nodes, not in like, but in my lymph nodes that were so swollen. My jawline has changed all through there, the thyroid stuff. It was just like solid ick, and I always called them calcium deposits. I feel like it melted the titanium of those.
Yay.
But taking drops beforehand, I get what's being said here about when you have that melted process happen, then you start going, whoa, these drops are really amazing. But before that, the sensations are so dead. The nerve endings are so deadened by this icky buildup.
Yeah.
Of holding on to dealing with things, you know, trying to control the math, you know, because everything has been put on.
Abstract neuropathy.
That's great, sir.
Wouldn't you say the same thing about Relight then? All the minerals that are in Relight perform the same function because they're the picosize. They get straight to the cell. They get through the ionic channels, and they also contribute to these proper chemical reactions that help the body to perform smoothly and in ease instead of having no chemical processes or the chemical processes go in a different direction because of, let's say, big pharma, then the body's no longer in ease, it goes into dis-ease.
When you don't have the minerals and vitamins to create those biochemical reactions, then things slow right down. So it's the same with Relight. It gets into the cells to do the work. If it's not in the cells to do the work, then things slow down. One of the big things I talk about with Relight is how 6 of the minerals support thyroid function. When the thyroid is weak and slowed down, then it's like constipation, weight gain, cold hands and feet, the immune system is depressed.
It'll make you mean as hell.
Well, they used to say, I remember in med school, they're talking about the person who would have a low thyroid was fair, fat, and 40. That's really progressed hypothyroidism. Now, anybody can be low thyroid because we've got a situation where there's a epidemic of iodine deficiency and selenium deficiency, the two major minerals for the thyroid. So anyway, yeah, Relight, same deal with all the minerals. I totally focus on magnesium first, though, because it's required in the 7-800 enzyme interactions. I think the next highest one is zinc, with about 180 interactions. Calcium apparently only has about 80. So magnesium is by far the most important.
Can you please tell us exactly, or do you have a good recipe, how much Relight would be good in a nice vodka martini?
Well, half a teaspoon 3 times a day is the basic dosage.
That's a 3 martini lunch. That'll work.
There you go. But it's interesting because, you know, as we've done Relight now for several months, a number of clients are coming to me and I'm increasing them to 2 teaspoons a day and also getting them to put it in with their REMAG and sip it through the day for a way of getting it all slowly into the body so the cells can pick it up as they need it. So I'm learning and individualizing it as I go along.
When you take the REMAG, or if you take a large dose of REMAG, your body will very easily eliminate it. Now, if you take a large dose of Relight, is it the same thing, or would there be a problem of taking a large amount of Relight?
I've made the doses so low with Relight just for that very reason. I don't want an imbalance created because there's 12 minerals in there. So I had to look at everything I knew about all the minerals and dose it for every possibility in a sense. I don't have that much copper in there, for example, because there's a lot of copper overload in our society with copper plumbing and women, the copper IUDs and birth control pill increases copper and zinc is necessary to bump it down. With the Relight, people can OD on whatever they want, but I'm making sure on my label I say half a teaspoon three times a day is the maintenance dose. I don't think people could get in trouble with it even if they took 3 or 4 teaspoons a day, but I don't think that's necessary. I think we've learned a lot from the whole calcium experience that you OD people on high dose, poorly absorbed calcium, and you run into problems. The iodine, high dose iodine forums that are popping up everywhere, I don't agree with them because when you take high dose of iodine that's not properly absorbed, who knows what's happening to it. For one thing, it'll bump out selenium, which will give you a relative selenium deficiency and selenium deficiency symptoms.
Isn't another key factor, though, with the Relight is the size, the pico size, because you will absorb it because it's that small versus if you're getting, like, copper, for example, from pipes or whatever, wouldn't it be of a size that wouldn't get through the ion channels and that would cause metallic toxicity or something, I don't know what you call it?
Yeah, heavy metal toxicity. Well, yeah, the picometer size is key. So that way I can give a very low dose, even below the RDAs of most of those minerals, and know that it's going to get into the cell and do its work and not build up. When you have it at the size that the body wants it, then the body will accept it or reject it according to what it requires. Whereas if you're taking high-dose minerals, it's like you're forcing the body medically. You're taking medical amounts, and you're pushing at the receptors. You're trying to force the body, and that's where you get into toxicity.
It doesn't run either. When you put it on, and then I feel it as a sensation, and I feel compelled to say with words that it's going to absorb into your skin what it needs, and the rest is going to be on your clothes, on the couch you sit on. I really, really highly favor applying it topically.
That's a good reasoning there, where the body will pull in from the skin what it needs, and the rest of it, it just won't work with. The picometer size is the size of the minerals in plants. People have, they've eaten vegetable foods forever, and I don't think anybody is OD'd on food, and the body just seems to be able to take what it needs out of the foods, except nowadays we just don't have the minerals in the soil. So I'm mimicking the same size of minerals in plants as in the REMAG and Relight.
Isn't another factor, not to worry about it, is the RNA drops? Ion's talked about the RNA drops. If you have heavy metal poisoning, the RNA drops will take care of that and probably, I guess, the realign, since you talk about how it's a waste eliminator.
Absolutely, yes. At a certain point in talking about the minerals, you have to look at, well, then those minerals, they're making cells. They're the building blocks for cells. But what happens if your chromosome 14 is out of whack and your blueprint for your cells. What is it? The toner is weak and you're not getting good copies. So it's like the next incredible stage in creating the completement formulas was to have something that made perfect cells. And these days, every time I go into my RNA drops bottle and I look at the bottom of it and it's all built up with all this white sandy stuff, all these eye cells, I think how incredible. We're creating a new cell that's making our own body's cells perfect. It's definitely
and
the next step.
It. And we can see it.
We can see it. And Ion screams at us, well, we had to show you because you didn't get it. You didn't really see how incredible. It is an incredible evolution in medicine to be able to create perfect cells.
I have a statement for Ion. Is the operation of the magnesium in the cell that Carolyn's been talking about, is that in the angel diagram of chapter 23?
Yes, it is. And our question is, so we finally conclude that topic with our original question. So it doesn't matter how much Relight you use, it won't bruise your vodka in a vodka martini, right?
Correct. It will not.
There you have it. There you have it, y'all. It won't bruise the good vodka. So now you don't even have to make your martinis out of the best of the cellar. You can make it just out of a regular common Grey Goose or something simple, common vodka. And it won't bruise your good drink. Isn't that wonderful? And it's in the vial judgments, Bob, which then would be in between the sixth and seventh ring. Hey, we could make it a tincture if we got it in that vodka, couldn't we?
Right, yeah. But see, the tincturing and all those methods were to help the absorption of stuff. And I keep saying, you don't have to assist this stuff in any way. It's going to work without assistance.
But it's fun to experiment with it. If you know it works, I don't know. At first, I wanted to just add it to everything, because why not? Just see what happens.
Our favorite is magnesium shots. You put it on your skin and your belly button and get somebody to lick it out. It's the best. That you better save them droppers. There'll be no more droppers on the world. But you take a dropper and you fill
don't
up your belly button.
Don't make fun
We're
of me.
Not.
I don't hoard
We're
much
not.
Anymore, and I love
this
my RNA stuff.
Sure, let Ariane talk.
Put it in the belly button. Fill it up. And then get somebody you care for is even better. Lick it out. Good time is on the way.
I have a question, and it relates to Ion gave me some exercises a month ago, and he gave me a warning that I ignored, but now I'm dealing with it.
You ex-jock. You fucking stupid ex-jock.
Yeah. I mean, but really it's something that I've experienced in the last 2 years from being on the RNA drops and now with the completements. The combination, does it open up old, because I'm remembering old injuries that I forgot about. Ion helped me with this scapula exercise, and my goodness, he told me not to cry, but I tell you, in the last 2 days, it makes you want to cry what I'm dealing with. But, I mean, it's opening up, so is it a fact that the magnesium, the Relight, and the Remag, it helps open up old nerve endings that were injured? Because, I mean, I'm dealing with some old injuries that I forgot about.
For there shall be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. Ezekiel 12:24.
And you are the house of Israel.
Yes.
We are.
No, I meant Bert. Bert's the house of Israel.
Okay, we hope so. Here's the jiggy part. Your body has a memory. Your muscles have a memory. Your joints. You know what you know. Well, your body knows what it knew. But it doesn't know what it knows. It knows what it knew. If we've told you, hey, Bert, go take that 1,000-pound yearling and tote it to the barn, you'd get a hold of it and you'd fall down because there's no way you could do it. But if that little bitty bull calf that you cut made a steer, you pick him 100 pounds, you throw him over, he's running around all over the place, he's running around off his little pet, running around. You pick it up, you take it to the barn, okay. Then the next day, he gets out, running around all over the place, you pick it up and take it to the barn. Now, he's eating all along. If you'll take that yearling to the barn every day, if we said go get that 1,000-pound yearling and take it to the barn, you'd scoop him right up and just take him to the barn. You meet the memory. You meet the memory. Now, we told you, and Bob said, I told you, it's like Lucia Jackson. We told you it's coming back too, don't worry. So I told you that your body is in this memory standpoint. Sometimes, now your mama would say, it's got to hurt if it's going to heal. Well, that's why we take a Louisville Slugger bat and bash the skull in. It takes care of it every time. But autonomic responses within the body, the joints, the cells, those synaptic neurons that you're trying to reconnect, sometimes you have to feel the visceral tactile shifting of it. Like when you jiggle your elbow up and down, up and down, up and down from the clavicle, and it'll sort of pop a little bit and grind a little bit. That's not necessarily painful. But then when you shuffle it a little bit, it's kind of like, yikes. It's like you hit that point, and it feels like an ice pick going through your shoulder.
All the way up to my neck.
Hell, yeah. And then it can get in your back, too, if you're not real careful. Now, this shift that you're feeling, we call that inflamed or inflammation, is a process that you stir up, reminding you of old hurts. Old hurts are the things that hold a little man down. And a soft way of allowing that body to embrace it is to take it head on. Now, like you said, you didn't believe us then, but you damn sure believe us now, because it's a white-knuckled position. But that's not a bad thing, because it allows your body to reconnect to those old injuries. We'd like you to go back. That's why we call it a reset. Reset. Dr. Dean's got all the answers, but we got the resets. Then what happens is your body then can undo its downfall. Your body can undo its downfall. Do you poop out at parties? Just remember to get you some vitamin to Vegemite. It's wonderful.
Bert's been on drugs for 2 or 3 years. It's finally getting to that memory. It's the same with my elbow. Old memories coming back.
Your elbow.
Yeah.
Bob's elbow. Bob's heel. His fasciitis and his elbow.
So, Bert, that just shows you why you keep taking the drops. It keeps working, doing stuff on you.
Ion gave me this one particular exercise, and I forgot that I jammed both of my thumbs. And I forgot that I jammed my left thumb really bad, that it goes all the way back in the wrist. And now I have like an inflammation, a pain in my left wrist and thumb. It's pretty long. Yeah.
So, Ion, Bert just puts up with it. There's nothing he can do about it. Just let it happen.
We want it to happen. We caused it to happen. He asked all these goddamn questions, so we thought we'd have to deny it a little bit. Now he's got it 4 foot, top of the mark.
He has to wait it out?
No, he does not. Are you satisfied with it, Bert?
Yes, actually. I mean, it's okay. The more that I want.
Now he's going to go undoing it. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not undoing anything. But the more that I do, you know, my training, it seems to be better, but there are times where it's just a little move on my wrist, and it feels like my wrist was cut off.
Good.
No, Ion is saying, are you done with it? So, yeah, you're done with it, so it'll be over.
Yeah, I am.
So now take that thumb and put it on your forehead, sort of between your eyes. Every time it hurts, touch your forehead with your thumb.
Do we all apply that, or does that only apply to Bert?
Ew. No one else should have to go through that ridiculousness, sis.
I'm a walking injury history list.
Memory theater. Memory theater.
Mystery Science Fiction Theater 3000.